B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
State totals of coronavirus cases rises, child care facilities shutting down today, and Rihanna, the latest celebrity to give back. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The Kanye and Taylor Swift feud has blown up yet again, and Taylor's fans are having a Kanye is canceled party.
Leroy has your sports.
And don't be embarrassed by your salty tears over Brady. Robert Kraft, he's feeling it too.
But first, well, there are now 5 deaths in Massachusetts being attributed to the rapid spread of the coronavirus. Cases in the state increased by 121, and we now have a statewide total that surpasses 646 cases. Every county in Massachusetts now has at least one case as of yesterday, and 2 communities, Nantucket and Provincetown, have declared a shelter-in-place order. Governor Charlie Baker issued an executive order last week that all child care facilities in the state must close starting today. Emergency centers for people who do have to work will open this week. Healthcare and hospital workers, emergency personnel, and grocery store employees are among those considered essential. Facilities must apply through the Department of Early Education to be named one of the emergency daycare sites. And Rihanna's Clara Lionel Foundation announced that it's donating $5 million to COVID-19 efforts around the world. Some of the initiatives they're giving to, the money will go toward supporting local food banks for at-risk communities in the United States, accelerating testing and care in countries like Haiti and Malawi, and mobilizing resources and support for Native communities. Rihanna joins other celebrities giving back, like Ciara and Russell Wilson, who donated 1 million meals, and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, who pledged $1 million to food banks in the U.S. and in Canada. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, while we're all practicing social distancing, staying at home, we're all desperate for some entertainment. Cue in DJ D-Nice, who's taking home quarantining to the next level. He's become a viral sensation after hosting marathon-long DJ sessions on Instagram Live with hundreds of thousands of people tuning in from all over the world, including some of your favorite celebrities. He started last week, and he really started getting attention on Friday night, going for 10 hours, bringing in every A-list name imaginable, including J-Lo, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, Rihanna, Lenny Kravitz, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Janet Jackson, Ellen DeGeneres.
Amazing.
Rewind a little bit.
Yes.
You said Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden?
Yep.
What were they saying?
Joe Biden gave like a thumbs up. It was hilarious. I was watching pretty much for hours Friday night.
Turn that noise down.
It was so funny. He went from having 200,000 Instagram followers to now over 1 million. And he posted just a few hours ago, "It was beautiful to experience, and I'm truly humbled by the amount of love I've received. Let's continue to lift each other up as we get through this dark time. Hashtag club quarantine." And he ain't going to stop anytime soon, as he will continue to host these parties. Although, as of this morning, he has not set a date yet for the next one. So I will keep you guys
posted. Get off
posted.
My lawn, you young whippersnappers.
And Taylor Swift fans canceling both Kim and Kanye after the full 2016 phone call between Kanye and Taylor has leaked. And it looks like Taylor was right. Now, you'll remember when Kanye dropped his hit song Famous with the lines, "I feel like Taylor might owe me sex and I made that bitch famous." Taylor's fans went crazy, saying he was out of pocket, disrespecting her. And then Kim ended up leaking footage of a phone call that showed Kanye asking Taylor for permission before he released the song. But according to the newly leaked footage, the video confirms Taylor's story that Kanye did talk to her about a tongue-in-cheek line about the "we might still have sex," but left out the part where he went on and on about making that bitch famous.
So it says, "To all my Southside that know me best, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex."
That's not mean.
And then, so she did seem initially cool with it, and Kanye was kind of trying to get her permission before she ended up, before
he sounded nervous as he was released, reading that to her.
Oh, it was hilarious. Check this out.
I'm glad it's not mean, though. Oh my God, the build that you gave it, I thought it was going to be like, "You're the dumb bitch," but it's not. Go with whatever line you think is better. It's obviously very tongue-in-cheek either way. And I really appreciate you telling me about it. That's really nice.
Yeah, so she was under the impression that that was the only line.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you ran it by me first. I appreciate it. Go with whatever line you feel is best. And then he conveniently left out about the part, you know, "I made this bitch famous," which a lot of people, or her fans, are saying That's one of the lines that you should have run by her first, and he didn't. So now all of her fans are pissed off. As for Kim, she thinks this is nothing new. She ended up liking a tweet from a fan account that said, "This video is nothing new. We all know what's going on. I'm so confused." While Taylor herself liked a post that read, "And that is how you let karma take care of itself." Mm. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Bruins were catching a lot of heat for being the only NHL team not paying their employees during the season shutdown. Well, they've changed that, and they announced that they have created a $1.5 million fund to help arena employees. Believe it or not, the 2020 Olympics in Japan haven't been postponed yet, but that could all change soon. The pressure is on, and Canada has even said that if they don't postpone it for a year, they're out. They won't even participate. The Pats lost Brady, but they gained the great, great Brian Hoyer.
Jesus.
Hoyer and the Pats.
Season yes, saved.
Right? They reached an agreement yesterday. So far it's him, Jarrett Stidham, and Cody Kessler who are looking to fill Brady's shoes.
Wow.
Good luck with that.
To quote the great Whoopi Goldberg,
yes,
you in danger, girl.
You in danger, girl.
Are you kidding
me? And Pats owner Robert Kraft, he took out a full page ad in the Tampa Bay Times newspaper to thank Tom Brady. In the letter, Kraft says, "When you arrived as a 6th-round pick and the best selection this franchise has ever made, no one imagined all you'd accomplish or how much you'd soon mean to an entire region." He goes on to end the letter saying, "To the Buccaneers fans and Tampa Bay community, take care of him. You got a great one." You can read the entire letter at your leisure. The church boy in me always wanted to use that word. That word was used a lot, leisure in church, so I just had to use that. But yeah, if you want to check it out, just go look it up, read it. It's a little bit touching. So Robert Kraft is actually positively feeling the pain like a lot of Patriot nations. So there it is. As far as games tonight, you know there's absolutely nothing. So hit me up on Xbox Live, Grove Hall, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. So the late, great Mr. Rogers once said, when he was a boy, his mother told him, "When things are scary, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping." And that is so true here. As the coronavirus pandemic has hospitals struggling to find protective equipment, many local people are volunteering their time and resources to help make face masks. So some of the people helping: Boston fashion designer David Joseph sewing in his Waltham shop. Designer Denise Hajar was doing the same at her Marina Bay boutique. Boston City Councilor Anissa Asabi George is making masks from her Dorchester yarn shop. Kelly Dempsey, who is a runner-up on Project Runway from Medford. And in Lincoln, Haley, Andy, and Hannah Rosenblatt started making masks when their father, Mike, challenged them to organize a few people to sew masks. Within 24 hours of posting a request for volunteers, they had more than 3,000 people sign up from all across the country and Canada, and they now have a Facebook group, Masks for Massachusetts. And that's your good news.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.